This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-abortion Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee have failed to cut funding for a congressional panel. That panel claims possessing direct evidence of criminal wrongdoing among abortion providers. So the panel is now ready to turn its attention to late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart. One letter from pro-abortion representatives called the panel and its evidence rhetoric. A specific listing of potential Supreme Court nominees is entering into the presidential debate, as Donald Trump is restricting himself to a specific list of 11 possible nominees. While his move essentially makes him a fixed target for pro-abortion advocates, November voters will essentially be picking Supreme Court nominees. This is Life News Radio.
A new wave of feminism is rising. A new feminism that wants to empower women to honor the natural functions of their bodies and the gifts of their feminine spirit. We are working to create centers that will become havens in our communities for women to grow in their appreciation of their natural selves. It's time to change the face of women's health in our nation. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In other headlines, actress Patricia Heaton is again celebrating her pro-life views in lauding the recent rescue of nuns from the HHS contraceptive mandate. She says it may have finally dawned on justices exactly who the nuns' boss is. With violent coercion behind as many as 40% of all abortions, another story out of North Carolina involves the execution of a mother who would not comply with her boyfriend's abortion demands. And both Kansas and Arizona are joining the move to defund Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.